Studies in the Book of Galatians by A.T. Jones, narrated by Timothy Turner. August 1, 1899. The subject in the Book of Galatians is the Gospel. Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. In the way this subject is discussed, however, it is two Gospels, the true Gospel as against a false one, the true Gospel as against a perversion of the Gospel, verses 6 and 7. Now the true gospel is the gospel of the true way of salvation from sin. And as the subject in Galatians is the true gospel as against a false one, therefore the subject of the book of Galatians is the true way of salvation from sin as against a false way, the true way of salvation as against a perversion of that way. Accordingly, we there read that when Peter and others walk not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, and Paul withstood Peter to the face on account of it. These are the words with which he withstood him. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Galatians chapter 2, verses 16 and 21. And when his appeal is made directly to the Galatians themselves, it is in these words, "This only would I learn of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith?" Galatians chapter 3, verse 2. Again, are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Verse 3. Again, he therefore ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you. Doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Verse 5. Again, that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Verse 11. And again, Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. It is therefore perfectly plain that the subject of the book of Galatians is the true gospel, the gospel of salvation, of justification, of righteousness by faith, as against a false gospel, as against a perversion of the gospel of Christ, a gospel of salvation, of justification, of righteousness by works, by law, by the flesh. The question in the book of Galatians is solely the question of salvation by grace, not by law, by faith, not by works, by the Spirit, not by the flesh, by Christ, not by self. Now let all who are interested in the law in Galatians, or in the gospel in Galatians, or anywhere else, read the book of Galatians through 7 times with this thought in mind, and they will be better prepared for some studies in Galatians, which we may give in these columns soon.